passengers will be mystified why, again, their commuter fares, particularly commuters, are hit by this increase in, which will come through in January. So on a gloomy day with the weather today, they're going to get gloomy news that their season tickets will be increasing by just under 3% in January.
Now, the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, is adamant they have to increase. People having to pay these, the commuters, are just seeing year-on-year increases. Mm. What are they getting for their money?
And that's the question that the average passenger on the platform is asking, because, yes, rail passengers are already paying about £10 billion a year into running the railway. This extra money is about looking to invest in the improvements. And I guess for some passengers, yes, they'll have seen some of the new trains, Thameslink, for example, great new trains being used through there. But passengers want that desperate, reliable, punctual railway. And for the past couple of years, at best, it's been patchy for some passengers. And they want to see that investment in making their railway more reliable, more frequent.
Now, this is nothing new. Year-on-year increases on the rails, and we hear it year after year of the complaints, and today we're hearing protests at stations around the country. But once it all dies down, it happens again in January when the fares come in, and it all starts again. Nothing happens after that. What needs to happen as opposed to just this happening year after year?
I think part of the hope for the light at the end of the tunnel for this is part of what the government commissioned about this time last year, which was a fundamental review of the railway. And included in that is stuff around fares, stuff around ticketing. The Williams Review, that's due to publish its initial thoughts in the autumn. That's what the politicians are telling us. There may be something in that about the way that the railway is funded in the future. It's big stuff. It needs to change because passengers are clearly unhappy. We know from all the research we do with passengers about who rate their journeys, only 30% of rail commuters across Great Britain feel they're getting good value for money. That's not a great feeling of response from passengers, and I think this fundamental change needs to come in pretty soon and be led by government.
So David, at Transport Focus, what is your top line to those commuters who are disgruntled? What is your vision for now, the next 6 months, and to alleviate this so we're not having this conversation in 12 months from now?
Well, I mean, certainly, again, we talk about value for money rather than absolute cost, and passengers tell us very clearly that they don't feel they're getting value for money. Our push is back on government, Network Rail, and the train operators to deliver more of the basics more consistently, so better punctuality, reliability. And when things do go wrong on the railway, a big push we've got this year particularly is passengers should claim compensation, get some of that money back that they're putting in every year when trains are delayed by more than 15 or 30 minutes, depending on which train operator you're sat on.